Welcome to today's interview on Brighteon.com, and I am honored to be joined by Doug Billings. He has a show called The Right Side, and he's got a new conference coming up called Determined Patriotism. And the website for that is DeterminedPatriotismConference.com, and that takes place June 9th through 10th in Branson, Missouri, which is a great place for conferences, by the way. So good choice. But Doug Billings joins us now to talk about patriotism and his conference and so much more. Welcome, Doug. Sir, it's always an honor to have you on. I greatly appreciate all the work that you do for America.
Thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate it. And thank you for Brighteon's sponsorship and participation in the event. I'm honored to be a partner with you and Brighteon, of course. We're grateful for all of that. Yeah, it's going to be a great event, June 9th and 10th, Branson, Missouri. And I think, I mean, we've got some of the tier one patriots in the movement in the United States. I mean, General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Devin Nunez, a good friend of ours, Ann Vandersteel, Mel Kay. We've got the flyover conservatives, Dr. Jane Ruby. We have a young up-and-coming podcaster by the name of Alex Stone, Christy Hutcherson, who does great work down at the border, and attorney Tom Renz will be there with us. So it's going to be, oh, and Father James Altman. Love Father Altman because, you know, we don't see a lot of the Catholic priests. And I, you know, as a Catholic, I can say this. It's good to see a Catholic priest becoming engaged in saving the Republic against tyranny. We're a step or two behind, but it's good to see Father Altman do that. So he'll be there with us as well on June 9th and 10th.
Oh, that's outstanding. Yeah, I'm looking at the people that are speaking at your event. It really is a who's who of great patriots for America. It's very exciting. Gosh, it makes me wish that I could be there in person because this would be a great group to hang out with too. But nevertheless,
I tell you, Mike, on if people go to that website that you're looking at there, DeterminedPatriotismConference.com, on the Friday night of the event, we're all going to go out together to a show in Branson. We're gonna go see the Clay Cooper Country Express. It's a family friendly event, and we've done these events about this will be our third one in Branson, and inevitably, Friday night is always one of the best and most favored nights because we all get together and yeah, we're trying to save the country from a nightmare, but it's okay to go out together as friends and colleagues and have some fun.
Yes.
And we're going to do that in Branson.
Well, and Branson is the place to do that, by the way. Yeah. Family friendly entertainment. I don't believe there are any drag queen story hour shows in Branson.
You will not see that in Branson, I can guarantee it.
That's a very conservative
part of the world.
keep Branson. Let's talk
America Branson again.
Yeah, yes, right, exactly. For people who want to watch your conference, now I understand you have in-person tickets, but you also is there a streaming way where people can watch it?
There is. And again, thanks for Brighteon for you'll be partnering with us in that. We will live stream it on my website, dougbillings.us. And I would assume that it would be available somewhere on Brighteon as well. We're still working out some of those details, you and I and the team. But yeah, to answer your question in a short fashion, yes, it will be live streamed and people will be able to see it.
Yeah, our intention, and we don't have the technical teams all sorted out yet, but our intention is to stream your event on Brighteon as well, because we have, you know, a couple of streaming channels there, but people can find that through Brighteon.tv typically.
Great.
They go there. But for people who want to go there in person, do you still have tickets available?
We do. And I should say that what I do, I would imagine there's a large segment of your audience at Brighteon that has heard of the Clay Clark Reawaken America Tour. Now I speak at those events and along with others. It's nothing like that. It's not nearly as large. I keep my conferences small on purpose, and I want to present and offer a more intimate gathering. So there are 400 total tickets available. And as I look over at our official Determined Patriotism ticket counter, there are 165 tickets left, 165 left. And so if they go to that website and pick them up, I would encourage them to do that. But the advantage is we don't segregate seating for ticket prices. It's one price. It's a very low price. Even a mildly unemployed high school student could afford to go to this conference. And I can promise all of the attendees will be able to meet, speak with all of the speakers. If they want a picture, if they want an autograph, no problem. We're going to have speaker panels on both Friday and Saturday night. So there'll be plenty of opportunity to get contact with the speakers and meet them and so forth. So very small, intimate gathering, Branson, Missouri, DeterminedPatriotismConference.com.
Okay, perfect. And this is, we are an official sponsor of the event, and I'm really happy to be partnering with you, Doug. So Brighteon, I guess, is going to be, you know, branded as part of the event. We're thrilled to support you. This is exactly the kind of place that we need to put some assets and some sponsorship so that you can put on events like this. It's not easy. It's not inexpensive to do this.
It is not. Listen, no one's making any money here. All of the speakers are donating their time, their talent, their treasures. We are, you know, we're providing a hotel. We've hired a security detail to be there just to keep things, even though it's Branson, we just want to make sure that everything remains on the up and up, because when you throw out the invitation, you're never quite sure of who may or may not show up. But we've never had a problem. We don't anticipate a problem. It's not a look, the goal of all of this is to motivate, inspire, and educate the American people so that they can go back home having networked at an event like this, made new friends with tools, techniques, and mechanisms whereby they can get involved in their local levels of government and reclaim it from this, what I call the Commu-Socialist Party, formerly known as Democrats. There are no more Democrats in the elected class as far as I'm concerned. They blended communism and socialism together. And I'd like to just, you know, again, I say this on my show all the time. The radical left in this country, they didn't have anybody. They didn't have the military insert them into power. They didn't have any executive orders insert them into power. They got there because they got involved at the grassroots level. And if we're honest with ourselves as conservatives, we have not done that for many, many decades. And we're waking up. We're waking up. We're getting the job done. But we have got to continue. Even in the age of stolen American presidential elections, we can't let this demon of cynicism, you know, the people out there saying, I'm never going to vote again because it's a rigged system. Well, we need to encourage those people back into reality and back into patriotism, because a patriot doesn't give up the rights that come to them from God. And voting is one of the primary, that and the right to life are the two primary rights that we have from God. And we do not honor God when we abandon the rights that he's given us. So we as conservatives know that there are blessings that are born from adversity, challenge, and tragedy. And we're clearly in one of those times. And so we work forward, and you'll learn about at this conference how to engage in the local level to save this republic, Mike.
Well, that's, I'm really glad to hear you say that, because we are in this fight, whether we like it or not, and we might as well decide to win it. Otherwise, right, we lose our republic. But to reclaim America, it's going to take this determined patriotism, which is the name of your conference. But you are such an informed and effective speaker. But you have all these other speakers coming in. Now, are they going to give practical steps that people can take with them? Because we, you know, everybody's aware of the problems at this point. Yeah. What about action items that we can use to take this country back from those who are trying to destroy it?
Good question. And yet the answer is yes, you will. It's not just a rah-rah, here's what we got. We all know the issues, to your point. We all know the obstacles. We know the nightmare in which we find ourselves, thanks to Administrator Biden and his Commu-Socialist, formerly known as Democrat Party, we all know. So from Dr. Jane Ruby, we'll give specific how-tos on how to overcome the medical tyranny that we faced, how to talk to school boards about medical tyranny, how to prevent that from happening again. Christy Hutcherson will likewise do that with regards to child trafficking and the border crisis that we have been thrust into as a result of no borders, no vetting, you know, people coming across that want to do us harm. Just the other day, a train full of ammonia nitrate, the same substance that was used in the Oklahoma City bombing, all of a sudden vanishes. You know, people are out there who want to do us harm. The attorney Tom Renz will present a special session on Saturday afternoon in light of what happened in the state of Missouri, but applicable to every state. They had a very simple conservative bill put forth, and Missouri is a red state, that would have prevented mRNA or any genetic material that would alter human genetics to be in food or in medicine without being properly labeled. And even though it's a Republican House and Senate, it's filled with rhinos, and that bill, a two-page, very simple read, went down because the rhinos in charge didn't let that pass. So we're going to give examples about how to combat that kind of thing. That can happen in any state. And so, yes, we will, I promise you, people will have a lot of new arrows to add to their quiver of arsenal to fight the radical left mob.
Well, that's outstanding. And here we are more than a year away from the next election. an election that many people believe is the final determining pivot point for this nation. You know, we either rescue our republic or it's gone at that point. What do you think, and this is not simply about your conference or the speakers there, but what do you think is going to be necessary to win this election for America, regardless of the candidate? I'm talking about the process, because we know it's rigged. We know the Democrats are going to cheat. We know they're going to try to probably imprison Trump if he is the nominee. I mean, we know these things. How do we fight against that peacefully through the rule of law when the other side, the Democrats, are lawless, cheaters, liars, and propagandists? They respect no law whatsoever. How do we do this?
They certainly are, all of that on the left. I grant you that. And it is daunting. So here's my take on this. Look, to many people in the audience, it appears as if 2020 was the breaking point when the theft of an American presidential election happened. And it seems as if everything happened in 2020, when we have to take a step back. What I recommend to people are four key virtues in all of this. First of all, wisdom, with a capital W. We have to seek out wisdom from the Holy Spirit and reflect upon these things. So wisdom and reflection. We as conservatives don't simply react like the radical left does. We have to reflect on it, and then we take action, peaceful action, wisdom, reflection, action at the local level. Again, we don't have, when things don't go our way, we don't have pallets of bricks, rocks, and stones delivered to street corners in downtown America to throw through street front or storefront windows. We reflect, we act peacefully, and then finally we have to grant ourselves with the virtue of patience, because here's the truth. It's been 126 years. In 1897, and this is not a number that's just picked out of a hat, in the Rockefeller family, the Carnegie family, the Dewey family, all products of what was called the Frankfurt School over in Europe, became enamored with what was going on in Russia and China, and they began the socialist communist movement in the United States. All of those gentlemen were about socialists, and they began to, with their money, with their foundations, hold hostage our institutions, education, media, entertainment, religion even, and they've been slowly, since 1897, their side became activists and zealots. John and Jane Doe on the street getting involved, and they became inculcated. They became indoctrinated to all of these radical extremist views that they held. And over time, we find ourselves here and now. Now, what I'm not saying is that it's not going to take 126 years for us to get out of this mess. We can accelerate that by virtue of our involvement. I'm convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that most people in this republic, despite what you see in the media, I mean, the transgender movement occupies less than 0.002% of the population in this country. Yet you would think that it's on everybody's front burner, that everybody wants it because of the media. It's not the case. We occupy the majority of people. And when I say that, I mean most people in this country, I believe, have a conservative bent to them. They believe in God. They might not go to church every day or every Sunday, but they believe in God. They believe in going to work. They believe in an honest wage for an honest day's work. They don't believe in free entitlements. They don't believe what they're seeing at the border boosts human dignity, like the radical left will say. They believe that America should be set first. And I think more people than not believe that. Recent polls, there's a poll that just came out today by Dick Morris and the McLaughlin Report. Biden is tumbling in these polls. Robert F. Kennedy, who just a couple of weeks ago really wasn't polling, and the radical left are going to try to keep it that way, by the way, but he's up to about 30%. Biden still has the majority, but he's coming up in the polls, and the lawfare that's being thrust against President Trump is actually bolstering Trump's numbers. Right. And so the radical left is in this conundrum. Do they continue the lawfare? Yes, I think they will, obviously, but it's bolstering Trump. And you've got decent American people who may be the last of what are the John F. Kennedy Democrats out there thinking, wait a minute, this is crazy. If they're going after Trump like this, this is Nutsville. And they're coming to either our side or they're looking at RFK Jr. And Biden's in trouble. And the radical left has got to make a decision. Now, I think that you're going to see in the next week or two, they're going to prosecute Trump for this document handling, the Mar-a-Lago doc. They're going to try to indict him, but we've got to be united. We've got to push our way through it.
So at the end of the day, I'm sorry to interrupt. But that's so intriguing what you mentioned about that poll. And you said that that was also a poll with the McLaughlin group as well.
Yes,
is that 30% of likely Democrat voters supporting RFK Jr.?
Yes. Yeah, good question. It's if the question is phrased as, if the Democratic primary was held today, who would you vote for? And so, 30%, I'm rounding up, 28% said RFK Jr.
Wow.
And 58 said Biden still has the majority. But the good news is, and it's early, it's so, the good news is because it's so early that RFK is way up than what he was just a few weeks ago.
So then my question to you, see, I think RFK Jr. is going to continue to climb steadily.
Oh, I do too.
And, you know, he's got a heart for America, even though we may not, you know, you or Trump certainly may not agree with all of his policies. And I have a few issues on which I disagree with him, but you can't discount the man's honesty, integrity, and heart. He is an ethical person from my point of view, which means that the Democrats can't stand him, right? So they're going to have to put somebody else in. Now, I've heard the name Michelle Obama thrown around. Who do you think, that if Biden becomes a non-viable candidate on the Democrat side, who do you think the Democrats will try to put in there to stop RFK?
Yeah, you bring up, and in fact, it's ironic, and we, you know, and for the audience, you and I didn't talk about this, but I just wrapped up my show just prior to coming on to this one, and I talk about this very thing. The Biden is in such trouble, and it wouldn't surprise me that if, you know, the radical left is looking, the people who are really in charge, and it's not Administrator Biden, the people who are really in charge behind the scenes might yank him because of these numbers if they continue on this trend. Now, who's the replacement? Will it be Michelle Obama? I know that's a rumor that's out there that many people are speculating about and so forth. There's also Gavin Newsom. I mean, you've got this, there's a segment of, on both sides of the political aisle with the age dilemma. There are people out there who think it's time to look at people that are younger than 60. You know, we've got the Trump, obviously way older than 60, Biden way, way older than 60. And so you look at Gavin Newsom and you think, well, he would fit the younger demographic for that party. He's an up and comer. I am not on the Michelle band. I know the people out there are saying Michelle will be the one. I don't think it will be Michelle Obama. I don't think she'll do it. First of all, I don't think she has a personal interest in it. But who knows? I mean, the pressure that people can put on somebody who says they don't have an interest could change when they dangle all other sorts of things in front of them. I think it'll be interesting to watch this whole thing develop. We're still way, way far away from anything. Bernie Sanders is not going to run again. He's got the age against him and he's done. But here's what I do think. I wouldn't be surprised if you see Hillary throw her hat back in.
No, please. No. I thought we ended her candidacy.
Someone that vain and that power. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I have no proof of that. It's just a gut. I wouldn't be surprised.
Okay. All right. You wouldn't be surprised, but you're not predicting it.
Yeah. No, not predicting.
Okay. Well, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, demon horns sprout out of her head on live TV, but I'm not predicting that that's going to happen because they keep those things, you know, underneath. Yes. Right. So, jokes aside, what about on the Republican side of things? They don't want Trump. Obviously, the Republican establishment doesn't want Trump, but the American people on the conservative side absolutely love Trump. DeSantis is throwing his hat into the ring. Tim Scott recently announcing there's some talk that Trump might reach out to Tim Scott as a VP candidate. And Tim Scott, though, seems to be owned by big tech, which is half the problem Republicans are undergoing right now with censorship. Yeah. So what's your take on all of that?
So my take on Tim Scott is that he is vying for a cabinet position. I do not think he's going to be asked to be vice president. Don't think that's going to happen. I've based that on conversations that I've had with people, some of the people that we've mentioned speaking at the event and others. But I think that what Tim is doing is getting his name out there, and vying for a cabinet position. So DeSantis, here's the thing about our conservative side. There is no such thing as a perfect candidate. No such thing. Not even President Trump is a perfect candidate. I look at Trump and I think he's already proven that he can do this. He can reveal. In fact, the greatest thing, in my opinion, that President Trump has done is that he's revealed to us and shown us the depth and depravity of the deep state.
True.
That's perhaps the greatest thing that he's done. And we didn't really talk about the deep state that much prior to President Trump. We might have mentioned it here and there, but not as much. So I like DeSantis, and I know he's not perfect. I know there are people out there who think that he's part of the Bush political machine. He's deep state, blah, blah, blah. I get it. But is there a perfect candidate? No. Early on, a few months, you know, about 6 or 7 months ago, I was suggesting, hey, Trump, DeSantis. I think that would be an invincible. They're both from Florida. They can't do it. Yes, they can. It might not be strategically smart with the Electoral College, but there's no law that prohibits two people from the same state running as president and vice president. You can look that up.
That's right.
But I think they would be invincible. And what we're after, really, whether it's DeSantis or Carrie Lake or whomever, is we're after 12 years at least. We're not just after these four with Trump. We're after 12. And DeSantis, whomever, I mean, he's not politically correct. He tells it like it is. He's winning the war against Disney and their coalition of immorality down there. And he might have some baggage with regards to what true America First conservatives would want. But again, I would just put it to you, there is no such thing as a perfect candidate. And we've got to work our way towards at least 12, if not 16 years in the White House.
Well, you mentioned Carrie Lake, too, in that description. And I think our audience very much admires, even adores Carrie Lake.
Oh, yeah.
And her courage and her willingness to just stand her ground and not back down. Yeah. I would say, but I want your reaction to this, I would say that that's something that Trump in his first administration was lacking because he was surrounded by so many swamp creatures and he didn't fight hard enough, perhaps, that's just my opinion, for his beliefs, and ended up, you know, compromising or being, let's say, stilted in it by the people around him. But Carrie Lake, I think, would make an excellent vice president or a senator or obviously a governor as well. But what do you think about Carrie Lake's chances with the Trump ticket?
Well, I echo everything you say. I adore her. I admire her. I think she's courageous. I think she's a fighter. She's got a charisma. She's articulate. I mean, what good grief. I mean, she's I say all the time, it's proof of the pudding that conservatives are by and large much more attractive than liberals. I'm telling you that right now. So it's not just my opinion. It's fact. And I'm not talking about just physical beauty. We have this glow. We have this hopefulness about us. The love of America that drives us, with the love of God primarily. And Carrie Lake fits all it. She is a fighter. She is so articulate in what she says. Now, her years as a broadcaster obviously have helped hone those skills. But I would love to see a Trump-Lake ticket. And, you know, if we're going to have any woman near the White House, I'd much rather have Carrie Lake than the vice pretender we have now.
Right. Or Nikki Haley, for that matter.
Or Nikki Haley. Well, Nikki Haley won't get close. For anybody, not that your audience has, Nikki Haley is not our friend. She's not a true America First Republican.
Right. Exactly.
Conservative, I should say. Yeah.
So what about the Republican establishment, though? They can play. They have played. Certain individuals have played a lot of dirty tricks on Trump in the past. Mm-hmm. Are they going to be able to stop Trump or not?
Well, I think barring any kind of catastrophic situation with this lawfare that they're throwing at Trump, barring any kind of catastrophic. Now, I'm on record. I don't think Trump is going to get in trouble. I don't think he's going to go to jail. But, you know, barring any kind of catastrophe, I think it's a foregone conclusion that Trump is going to get the nomination from the Republican ticket. I just think he's going to get it. I think that he's going to go in there and we're going to have to continue the battle with the Mitch McConnells of the world, with the Mitt Romneys, with the Lindsey Grahams. We've got to root them out. Now, this is where wisdom, action, reflection, and patience comes into play, because we are not going to be able to get these swamp creatures out in one fell swoop. We're going to have to begin to get engaged and stay engaged for the long game. Our end game has to be to cleanse the American Republic of these rhinos and the nonsense. We've got to get back to the Constitution, but it's not going to happen overnight. And we just have to come to terms with that. So, yes, I think that there are every reason to be hopeful about what Trump will do. And one last thought on that. There are some people out there that say, who have abandoned Trump, who say that, well, he's going to be a lame duck president from day one. He's not going to get anything done. And I say, give me a break. If there's anybody that, you know, it takes most candidates 7 years to get what Trump can get done in a year. It's like Trump's like dog years when it comes to get things done. What it takes you and me 1 year, or 7 years, he can get it done in one. He's going to get it done, whether it's by executive action or by other protocols. He's going to get a lot done. And look for General Michael Flynn to be put in charge of cleansing the Department of Justice, including the FBI, to gutting it and cleansing it. That's what Trump means when he says, stay healthy, Mike. We're going to bring you back. He's going to put Flynn, I'm almost convinced, in charge of gutting and cleansing, if not eliminating, the Department of Justice and FBI.
Wait a second. Wait, this is really enticing. I love what you're talking about here, but we love General Flynn, and bringing him back sounds fantastic. And call it the resurrection of Flynn here. But yeah. What position, what title would give an individual like that the power to do what you just described? I mean,
well, in his own words, General Flynn has said, I want to create a new position called the Department of Accountability. Now, he says that a bit tongue in cheek, okay, to be completely transparent. But to hold these departments accountable, and I mean the Department of Justice, the FBI, the CIA, the Department of Education, the Center for Disease and Control, the CDC, all of these things that have wreaked havoc upon America these last several years, to be held accountable to the law and to be gutted and cleansed. Now, maybe some of them will be eliminated. None of them have a constitutional right to exist. They just exist because they were formed by executive order and privilege, but they must be gutted. They must be cleansed. And I can't say it with 100% certainty, but knowing Flynn and having met with Trump a few times, I wouldn't be surprised if that's where you find General Flynn, if in fact Trump gets his second administration.
Wow. Wow. That would be very exciting. But interestingly, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., I think, agrees with most of that as well, right?
Yes.
Because he has seen the abuse of power by the FBI, the DOJ, the White House with censorship and so much more, and the FDA and the NIH and all of it. So, you know, isn't it interesting? We have a Democrat candidate and then Trump and potentially Flynn that really share a very large set of common goals, which is to dismantle the bureaucratic state.
Yes, 100%. They do. And, you know, if we give ourselves permission to dream a little bit, and if we dream that President Trump does, in fact, get a second term, I know that, you know, Robert F. Kennedy has publicly said he doesn't want anything to do with the Trump campaign or being part of the ticket. That's one thing. But his call to service would come to, if Trump were to ask him, either be on the cabinet or be head up a special committee, do some, RFK Jr. would say yes. He would answer that call. I don't know RFK Jr., but I see his sense of duty, and I would bet and speculate that that would be something that he would do if Trump were to win.
Well, I believe that Trump failed to follow through on an invite with RFK the first time. And that may be a sticking point, but I agree with you that RFK Jr., should he not win the presidency himself, he definitely wants to be constructive in helping America in any way he can in anyone's administration. But what's fascinating to me is that both RFK and Trump have themselves been victims of the atrocities of government gone bad. And that's why we need both of these men in the fight. I would love to see a debate between those two as the nominees, because I feel like America wins in some way if either one of those individuals gains power in the Oval Office. Like if we can get the Clintons and the Biden crime cartel out of the way, you know, better things are going to happen for this country.
100% agreed. Yeah, I would like to see that debate as well, Mike. And I think I agree. You know, obviously I've got a favorite horse in that race. I want Trump to win. But if we're dreaming here a bit, if RFK Jr. wins, we are light years ahead away from the destruction of this republic than we would have been if the commu-socialist wing of the radical left got and retained power. So yeah, he's the last of the true John F. Kennedy Democrats, a group of folks that really do genuinely love the country.
Yes.
They don't agree with us on every life and so forth. They don't agree with us on all of the issues. But and you know what? I think that Trump, if he does win, to put RFK Jr. on his COVID rebound team, his COVID recover, something like that, take the place of Fauci, do something with him in a regard that could serve and continue to serve RFK's vision and mission to help the Republic.
Yeah, how about let's put them on a team called pull the plug on funding team, like pull the plug on the funding to the NIH and the gain of function research and the CDC and the FDA. Just pull the plug on all that funding because it's been a nightmare for the American people. Now, we're just about out of time here today, Doug, and I appreciate you taking time with me. I know you have your own show. In fact, you have your own show on Brighteon TV.
I do.
That's Tuesday evenings?
Tuesday evenings, yep.
Okay.
6:45 Central Time, and we love it over there. Shout out to producer Heather. Love her. She's a great gal.
Outstanding.
I got to meet her at Trump Doral, so I just want to give her a shout out.
Okay, excellent. Excellent. Yeah, we have great producers. And then your conference, the website again is Determined Patriotism Conference. That's June 9th and 10th in Branson, Missouri. Some in-person tickets are still available. It's two, you can see here, two amazing days. And then some of the speakers are right here, including Devin Nunez and Ann Vandersteel, Mel Kay, Thomas Renz, and so on. Christy Hutcherson, Dr. Jane Ruby as well, many others. And Doug, I just want to say I'm thrilled that you're putting this on. Thank you so much for what you do. We're thrilled to support you in this effort. And you know, we can't wait to just watch this and see the message that you're presenting there.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate you and your team so much. Brighteon is a bright light in America and in the new media. I'm honored to be part of your team and as the small voice in all of the magnificent voices that you guys host over there. God bless you and cheers to your audience.
You too, Doug. God bless you and thank you for all that you have done for this republic. If we are to retrieve or revive this republic, it's due to people like you, by the way. So keep up the excellent work and thank you for joining me today. That was Doug Billings, everyone, there from, again, DeterminedPatriotismConference.com. And his main website, Doug, is it DougBillings.com? Is that it?
Yeah, DougBillings.us.
.us, I'm sorry, okay. Yep. DougBillings.us, and check out his show on Brighteon.tv. And God bless America. We have a path to victory, and all we've got to do is get the right people here in the right positions with the nominations on both parties, and then we can experience a win either way in some fashion. You know, we can do better than what's happening right now. Let's just put it that way. We can do a lot better. We can save this republic. And Trump, I think in a second term, I think he would, frankly, if you don't mind me saying, I think he would just start kicking ass on day one, because he wouldn't sit around and wait for anything anymore. It's like, this is it. Let's go. General Flynn, go to work. Right. So we'll see. Let's see if we can make that happen. Thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams. And as always, feel free to repost this interview on other channels and platforms and give credit to Doug Billings. And if you can, if you're near Branson, Missouri, which is kind of southwestern Missouri, not far from the border of Arkansas there, then if you're driving distance, maybe you're in Kansas or Oklahoma or Texas or wherever, check it out. Join in person June 9th and 10th. It'll be the experience of a lifetime. Thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon.com. God bless America and take care. Today's interview is brought to you by HealthRangeRestore.com and our Memorial Day sale event. You can just go to this web address, HealthRangeRestore.com/Memorial Day. I'm actually filming this a little bit ahead of time, but as you can see, there's a countdown. This begins on Thursday, May 25th, and this is when it ends, is May 29th, which is Monday. But beginning Thursday at 11 a.m. Central, you'll be able to get 10% off lab-verified supplements and superfoods. Plus, we're offering 10% off the introduction of this new Silverite Perfect Bed Pillow, which I have here on my desk showing you here. Yep, there it is. Silverite Pillow, which is infused with silver, and it uses a natural seed pod-derived kapok fiber as the filler, which is naturally repels mold, spores, and fungi, and moisture, by the way. And the silver infusion is on the outside pillowcase as well as the inner shell that holds the kapok fiber. So you have two layers of silver that's already been verified to be there by our lab, by the way. We can verify that silver content is in there, plus the kapok fiber. You're going to get your best night's rest ever. These are not inexpensive, by the way. They're not low-cost pillows. And so they're 10% off right now during this Memorial Day sale event. Plus, we have many other supplements that are on sale. As you can see, 10% off lab-verified supplements and superfoods. So you can check out our Romeo seed butters, Omega soft gels, organic whole hemp seed, essential oils, and so much more. Check it all out at healthrangerstore.com/Memorial Day. And it begins, perhaps by the time you see this, Thursday at 11 a.m. Central. It's one of our biggest sales events of the year. And you'll save big on a number of items through Monday night at midnight. And for these silver pillows, we only have a limited supply. And when they're gone until a few months later when we're running additional production. But it's a long production time, so we won't have these for months after we sell the current inventory. So check it out, and thank you for your support.